Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Former Wisconsin Badger, now with a team that is expected to actually, many people are saying, going to win the division. And it was a long time coming. But the Cleveland Browns linebacker, Joe Schobert, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing well. How does it feel to be playing for Cleveland and to being picked by many to win the division?
Yeah, it's a little crazy around this time of year. Offseason always brings hype and expectations, and you gotta feel good for the fans around the Cleveland area, Browns fans around the country who have been waiting a long time for this, but also can't let it get to your head because we haven't done anything over the season yet.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I keep calling it kind of, you know, Green Bay East, as over there on the lake, a lot of the people that have transferred out of the small town that is Green Bay have gone over to Cleveland. So it's interesting watching that franchise grow. But you look at some of the departures that's taken place in Pittsburgh. Obviously, Cincinnati's got a new head coach. They're going through change right now in Baltimore. And you guys are just this emerging team that smells pretty good right now. And you've taken on a lot of different projects, a lot of players, some projects when it comes to off-the-field issues. But it seems like everybody's got an arm around football now rather than just trying to promote a product or a team. It seems like it's more of a football team and a football franchise now.
Yeah, definitely. I think just getting in the brief work so far this offseason with the coaching staff and with all the players, it's been a whole different feel inside the locker room and on the field for walkthroughs and in the weight room. Everybody is just meshed together extremely well, from the coaches, from the offensive and defensive coaches sitting together at lunch, laughing. I just saw a couple times this offseason, which you haven't really seen before. Usually they are all off by themselves or in their own little groups. And then on the field, just the vibes, the effort to teach, and then the effort for everybody, all the players, to get better and to learn and to communicate together has all been, it's been bar none.
Now, has Baker Mayfield taken you, because you obviously are from this area, from out in Waukesha, and has Baker Mayfield taken you to meet Christian Yelich yet? Because it seems they got a really good relationship and got a couple of swings in down at spring training when we were there.
No, not yet, and I've been salty about that, the spring training stuff. So hopefully in the next year when spring training comes around, I'll be able to tag along.
So I do want to talk about Waukesha West, because that's where you grew up in that area, played ball in that area, and then you have a football camp coming to that area as well, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about the football camp, by the way.
Yeah, last year we did our first annual football camp. All the proceeds donated back to the Waukesha West Booster Club and the Waukesha Youth Football Club. We did a 50-50 split, so I was able to give back to those, and you don't have to be from the Waukesha area or go to the Waukesha schools to go to the camp. You can come from anywhere. It's just that's where the proceeds will go to. And then we have a lot of former Badgers and current NFL players and former NFL players who will be coming, helping coach at positions. We haven't nailed anybody in this year yet, except for a couple tentative yeses. But last year we had Joel Scobey, quarterback at Wisconsin. Alex Erickson helped with wide receivers. He's a wide receiver at Cincinnati Bengals currently. Nick Hayden, who's a former Arrowhead guy, played in the league for 6 years with the Cowboys, and he was my teammate with the Browns for an offseason, and a bunch more. So everybody, all the kids, from the youth kids to the youth camp, we have a youth camp first. They'll get some good coaching, and they'll get pretty much every position kind of coaching, because you never know how big kids are going to grow. But then high school, we go a little bit more in depth. We have positions, and people stay in their one or two positions, and they get some real in-depth coaching from guys who have done it at the highest level.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know there's going to be some people that are going to want to know. Are you in pads or not in pads? This is not in pads?
Yeah, not in pads. We're not hitting anything. We're just teaching footwork, some hand movement, some drills that we've found successful over the years, stuff that kids can take and practice on their own. They don't need to be in a padded setting to practice these things, and these things should help them get better.
So for parents that worry about concussions and such, because it is a legitimate concern, don't have to worry about it. Just go allow your kids to go out and play some football, and they're not going to be in pads. You're just learning the techniques of playing the game. I do want to ask you about the Badgers, and I know you look over the fence and you watch the Badgers and you pay attention to the program. Give me your thoughts and synopsis on the Badgers last season and moving forward.
Yeah, last year obviously was a more disappointing year, but I think the reason it's so disappointing is because we've had four 5 years of extremely successful high-level football where we were playing New Year's first bowl games, Orange Bowl, Peach Bowl, or whatever, or the Sugar Bowl. I don't remember which one. I think it was the Cotton Bowl, actually, when they played Western Michigan the year after I left. But they've been extremely successful, and I think last year, coming in the season with high expectations, things that obviously didn't work out the way Wisconsin fan wanted them to. So it's a little disappointing, but there's a lot of big-time players in that program and the coaching staff, Coach Chris, Coach Leonard on defense, everybody. Those are great guys, and they're great teachers, and I'm just excited to see where they can take it this year. Obviously, losing some meat up front on the offensive line, the defense losing the two inside linebackers, but you've got guys who will step up and play well, I think. So it's going to be an exciting year, and with college, you really never know how the season's going to turn out.
Back to Cleveland, you guys got a roster. It's going to be tough for some of these guys to make. It's deep, it's talented, probably the best it's been since 1999, even, as a matter of fact. So, not that you're going to have Hard Knocks back again, but you've got a roster full of characters now, man, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think we got some of the biggest characters in the game. But the good thing is everybody seems to be meshing and working well together, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, a really competitive environment. And obviously when you got a lot of good, skillful players and characters, there's going to be a lot of trash talk, and there's going to be a lot of great plays on both sides of the ball, and it's going to create a lot of competition. So hopefully when you go into the games on Sunday, things seem just a little easier because of it.
I was looking at your depth chart. You have, what, eight, like 10 linebackers? Obviously you're there and you've got that experience, but you got like 10 linebackers that are all going to be vying for jobs now, right?
Yeah, I think we drafted two. We have 6/7. Gennard Avery is defensive end/linebacker. He kind of bounces around both sides. So I think we have 9.
Okay.
I think they're having rookie minicamp, so they'll have a couple extra guys for that. But I think we have 9 at the moment.
Man, you guys got them everywhere.
There'll be a lot of competition. It's going to be good for everybody. Competition makes people better. And then when we get to the season, obviously NFL is at the end of training camp. You have the cuts and everything that goes along with it, and that's not the fun part of the game. But if you're in a room with a lot of competition and everybody gets better, if you don't make the team that you're on, but you play well, you're going to be on somebody else's team, so it's not the end of the story. And if you get a good room, those guys will be successful all over the league.
Talking with Cleveland Browns linebacker and former Wisconsin Badger Joe Schobert, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How was it being with Hard Knocks in camp and those cameras just about everywhere, even though you didn't get a ton of face time, which we were kind of hoping you would, but how was it having Hard Knocks in camp?
Yeah, definitely. It was interesting the first couple of days because there's a lot more cameras than you normally in different spots, like in meetings and people in their NFL film shirts just walking around all over the building. But after a couple of days, you really didn't notice too much that they were there. Obviously, people would get mic'd up for practice and they'd be all around, but it just becomes part of the environment and you get used to it real fast. And you can't really worry about it because you got a lot of other stuff on your mind that you have to do and complete during the day.
Joe, it's a pleasure to talk to you. The football camp is coming up here in July. If they want to find out more information about it, how do they go about it?
Yeah, you can go to, we have a website, www.tickettailor.com /JoeSchobertFootballCamp2019, which also, if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook or just search me on Facebook, I have the link in, and Instagram, actually. I have a link in every single one of the bios. There's a Joe Schobert Football Camp page on Facebook that you can follow, the link to get tickets. And I'll be tweeting about it and coming up here soon. I'll be confirming some of the coaches who will be there this year. And every single one of those tweets and links will have a link with it.
And I'm sure if they want to just get a hold of it, they can always call over to Waukesha West and get a hold of the athletic department over there and find out about it as well. Joe, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you guys. See you back here in Wisconsin real soon. And best of luck on the upcoming season, okay?
Yep, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it so much. There you go. Joe Schobert, Cleveland Browns linebacker, former Wisconsin Badger from Waukesha West. He has the Joe Schobert football camp coming up over at Waukesha West High School, and that is going to be Saturday, July 13th. They're going to have a lot of different things. They actually have two different segments, one for youth football and from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and then the high schoolers get on the field from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And you can go and get, like he said, Joe. Just look for Joe Schobert Football Camp. You can Google the thing and find it. We did. And it's right there for you. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.